Proclamation number 7730, dated the October 23rd, 1960. Spiritual superiority is not spiritual arrogance. Spiritual superiority should not be confused with spiritual arrogance. If I guide a person into the truth, if he is taught by my word in order to be a suitable teacher again for his fellow human beings, then he may also confidently endorse his knowledge because it originates from me, and then he can also rest assured that he will have received the pure truth and that this truth is to be rated higher than human knowledge, which was merely intellectually acquired and which, without the working of my spirit, is no guarantee for truth. Hence, one can never speak of spiritual arrogance where it concerns advocating the truth from me, which the person receives from me directly. Then any restraint would be wrong if the opportunity presents itself to inform people of my spiritual knowledge. You just should not cast your pearls before swine. Single quote, i.e., you should not speak where you clearly recognize my adversary's spirit, because the truth will not be recognized there as such and every conversation will be in vain. But anyone who is taught by my spirit shall also mention the working of my spirit and frankly and determinedly stand up for my word. He will certainly be able to do so, for as soon as he speaks on behalf of me and my kingdom, I myself make use of him and speak through him, and then you really won't be able to say that an arrogant spirit speaks through him. Once a person has been guided into truth by me, he will also be enlightened himself. He will recognize all correlations and able to speak about them. And if he is sure of the truth of his knowledge because he was taught through the Spirit, then he will also be self-confident and able to refute wrong opinions or provide good clarifications, in which case he can't be called arrogant. Rather, his spiritual superiority should be recognized and acknowledged. The truth he imparts must impress the listener and also give him the inner conviction that it is I myself who speaks to him through a human mouth. And since I know my light bearer's will, I can also distribute the gifts of the Spirit such that they will be valued. For this reason I choose my own servants and give them the task to pass on the pure truth. And anyone with good intentions will recognize the truth and gratefully accept it. Anyone with good intentions will be brought together with the bearers of truth so that he, too, shall be guided into truth, depending on his will. And you should always remember that I only give my grace unto the humble. That an arrogantly spirited person would never ever be able to receive a gift of grace from me because only a profoundly humble heart is receptive for it, or you would have to discard everything said to you. But after serious examination you won't be able to do that. Spiritual superiority is only the complete certainty of knowing the truth, and I expect this from my bearers of light, or they would be unable to confidently uphold the truth from me towards their fellow human beings. It is necessary for light to be brought to people who live in spiritual darkness. It is necessary to illuminate the path of ascent for them, for you humans will not go forward on dark paths, but you will continue to strive towards the abyss. For this reason I will repeatedly convey light to you. And blessed is he who accepts it, blessed, who takes the path which will be shown to him in the light of truth. Amen.